I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanik.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. It is Rob and Suk, your sports bros. Deadly on time. It's not even 5 o'clock.
Look at us. Yeah, we were 10 seconds early. Has that ever happened?
I don't know what the hell's going on.
We can kill some time.
You're damn right we can.
I did see this. You know, USC just remodeled the Coliseum.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it actually looks really nice. It's beautiful. They made
how much did they spend on that?
$300 million, I think it was.
Damn.
I mean, they redid it, and it looks beautiful. They made it look like, you know, an old Roman Coliseum. But I guess inside one of the suite towers, as you get ready to go up to all the luxury boxes, they've got a bunch of posters, and they have the national award winners, and there's obviously a ton of them, right? They've got some people there at that program that have done well.
The juice.
No Reggie Bush to be found.
But juice is on there?
But O.J. Simpson.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
They still... like, they're still throwing juice stuff up there?
How tone-deaf do you have to be? So they have several posters up because, again,
holy crap.
They've got Heisman Trophy winners. Now, I mean, every award you can win. But on one particular poster, there's Ronnie Lott, Fred Davis, Matt Barkley, Ray Malaluga, and right there, O.J. Simpson.
And no Reggie Bush.
No Reggie Bush.
Wow.
At nowhere in there in any of that is there one mentioned photo, anything of Reggie Bush, but O.J. Simpson gets to be on the Sweet Tower award list. And there's a photo of him. It's a big photo.
I mean, is he allowed there?
How tone deaf do you have to be? Is Reggie Bush? No.
No, OJ. Like, if OJ wanted to show up to a USC game, would they let him?
I don't know. He's not banned. It's like as far as the NCAA or anything goes, but I don't know what USC feels about it. You can't. Like, if OJ Simpson says he wants to come speak to your football team, you can't let him, can you? Like, if you're Clay Helton, you can't do that.
I'm reading a story here. I just did a quick Google search on that.
Yeah.
And it said, this is a couple years old, but it says, O.J. Simpson not allowed at USC practice or other school functions.
Yeah.
But so, yet they'll promote his Heisman Trophy.
Yep. He's on there. And Reggie Bush, because of the whole NCAA scandal, he's erased from history.
And all he did was...
his parents and him took some cash from that Lloyd Lake guy.
But he wasn't affiliated with USC, was he? He just is the one that... he ratted him out.
Who?
Lloyd Lake?
No, he wasn't affiliated with USC. But
right.
Yeah.
All he did was say, hey, the Bushes owe us money.
Yes.
So I'm going to rat out the fact to everybody that they took money. I mean, it had nothing really to do with USC.
No. Reggie Bush had an opportunity to, well, he wanted to be like his business manager. And Bush crawfished him and said no. And then Lake said, all right, give me my money. And I want to say it was like $200,000-$300,000. It's a good chunk of change. And he was paying for his parents' house in San Diego, and Bush had like an Impala. He wasn't like driving around a Porsche or whatever. And Reggie Bush said no. And so he rolled over on him. Reggie Bush could have made that whole thing go away with a check.
So, a pretty big check.
But Reggie Bush just got signed in the NFL for probably $30 million guaranteed, and he couldn't stroke a $300,000 check to make that go away. Or more importantly, where the hell was the USC boosters? Right?
That's true. Because that really cost him.
It did. You're telling me, and it cost him Pete Carroll, and really the program has never been the same since.
Go Owls.
You're telling me you couldn't find a USC booster to just to be like, hey, man.
Can you clean this up?
Something's about ready to go down here. And
the cleaner.
Yeah.
Like Harvey Keitel, man.
Well, look, on a lesser extent, I've heard of this at other programs. Like with the autograph, remember that whole thing with the autograph memorabilia that was catching some people? Got Ohio State. Who else did that tangle up? It was Ohio State. USC did get caught up in that a little bit. And there was a couple other programs that were being invested. Georgia got hit with that. And I do know of at least two programs where a high-level person bought up all the merchandise from a dealer and made it go away.
Now, we've got a text here that says the deal with the NCAA prohibits them from promoting Reggie Bush, but yet OJ, I guess, is not a thing with the NCAA. Like,
he only,
outside of their jurisdiction.
He only killed two people, but...
So weird.
Yeah, it's just, it's bizarre that that's how dumb the NCAA is, that we have to pretend that Reggie Bush, one of the best college players I ever saw, didn't exist, and yet OJ Simpson... Sure, go to USC game. Hey, it's part of our tradition. It's ridiculous.
All right, coming up this hour. Now, here's the thing. If you're just tuning in, we do not have a club hour tonight.
Oh! No.
It has been canceled for the evening because we have a very special Oregon Ducks football preview show coming up. So special that Dusty Hera and Andy Dirt Johnson of 1080 The Fan fame have driven all the way down to Eugene to be a part of it.
That's how big it is.
It will be on from 6 to 8.
Isaac's going to leave right after this and try to make it down there.
No, I'm not.
Fingers crossed. You'll be on the second half of it.
But I will listen on my way home. So that's 6 to 8 tonight. So no club. Coming up here this hour, I have a segment that will go down in the... Well, you know, we have to name every segment because it's archived. So the archived name of this segment that's coming up is going to be called Sports People Are Horny Too.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You're horny, I'm horny, sports people are horny.
Yeah.
People get horny.
That's right. So that will be coming up. And something we didn't get to yesterday, a couple of things. One is expanding the NFL playoffs, which seems to be coming. And two would be the money behind college football recruiting. So those are some sports items for you guys.
The legitimate kind of money, not the Reggie Bush kind of money.
Right. Yeah. Like that stuff.
There's two separate recruiting budgets.
Yeah. Yeah. That stuff shall not be spoken of.
That just involves, you know, cars and jobs and bags and tattoos and, you know, ladies, things of that nature.
But right now, I think we are ready to roll with the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh!
Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, darling, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5. Refreshed on the fan by Frostbrewed Coors Light.
Watchdogs over the Metropolitan.
Number five.
Well, just over 7,000 people were on hand in Tampa Bay to witness Mariners rookie Jake Fraley making his Major League debut today.
Wow, 7,000 people?
Yes. He went 0 for 3. Now, it was an exciting game. You know, the Mariners were actually trying to sweep the Rays, which is odd.
Yeah, why would you want to sweep the Rays since if you're the Mariners, you want a better draft pick?
Well, I don't know. They're just playing well. I don't know what's going on.
They need to do something about that.
So here's what happened. The Mariners were winning, were losing most of the game, but then they score 3 in the ninth and take the lead 6-5, and then this McGill guy came in and blew it.
That sounds about right.
Didn't even get an out, so they lost 7-6.
You think he got a bonus for blowing the save?
DePoto kicks him down a little scratch.
Okay.
Like, thanks, kid.
Here's a grand. Way to go. Thumbs up. That's embarrassing.
There's more where
though,
that came from.
The Rays, who are, what, 20 games above 500, are drawing 7,000 people to that game.
It's crazy.
And they're in the middle of a playoff run.
How low can they go?
Well, if they said it's 7, isn't that more like in reality probably 4,500 people?
Unbelievable.
And they're still.
And they're good.
Are they still the second wild card team right now?
They're close. Yeah, I think they are.
Yeah, they're
close.
They're right there.
ESPN has picked up the Blazers preseason opener against the Nuggets. How about that?
Yeah.
They want to show the Blazers Nuggets preseason.
Live from the War Memorial Coliseum.
Yeah, that's the game they're playing at the Coliseum in honor of the 50th anniversary of the team. So that game is Tuesday, October 8th. They've moved the tip to 7:30.
I do love that some of the Blazer preseason games in the past aren't even televised. Like,
yeah, they don't care.
It's like, yeah. That's how much think about that. That's how bad preseason NBA is. When the team's on broadcast, it's like, nah, we're not doing this.
Jason Quick is out with a report on Zach Collins. He says he has been cleared for contact workouts.
And he's ready to be the man.
And he expects to be 100% for training camp. Remember, he hurt his ankle. He also has gained 20 pounds. So that's good. Yeah. He's up to like 250, they say.
He's got the gun.
Number number three.
And I'm sure his hair is all fleek.
That's perfect. Well, remember, he took his fashion seriously last year. He spent a lot of money to look fancy.
Quarterback news, JT Daniels is named the starting quarterback at USC. Now, many would think that that was a foregone conclusion, and it sort of was, but what happened was there was a three-star kid who arrived in the spring at USC who was expected to redshirt, but he pushed JT Daniels hard. He's a freshman named...
Oh, hell, I can't find it.
His name is...
I didn't know there was a quarterback battle until yesterday, to be honest with you.
His name is... Oh, Caden Slovis. That's his name.
Okay.
And he will be the backup. He outperformed both junior Matt Fink and sophomore Jack Sears. Those guys were expected to push JT Daniels. They did not. It was this kid. Daniels will start. Slovis will be the backup. And be on the lookout for Fink or Sears to transfer.
I did see that a couple people at USC, because JT Daniels came in as like the second coming.
He sucked last
year. And he wasn't very good last year. And they're saying, at least from what I've read in the spring and in fall camp, look, he's not exactly lighting the world on fire.
Oh, great. Hey, wait, it's Graham Harrell. New offense.
Everything will be fine.
Reports of another Oregon wide receiver injury. Juwan Johnson left practice early yesterday with what some thought was a strained calf. Now, he wasn't out there today, but the wide receivers coach told Steve Mims of the Register Guard that it's just cramps.
Yeah, and thank heavens for that, because...
Boy, that would be...
You are already paper thin. You've got tight ends and running backs moving over and taking reps out there. You can't afford for the big Penn State transfer to go down. You just can't afford any more injuries.
That would be very bad.
Yeah.
We are only 10 days from Oregon-Auburn, you guys. 10 days. 10.
Is that after 9?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Good call.
Got a little nervous there.
We've come too far together. Stop now. Let's do it.
That's it, baby. Shot it from the rooftops.
America's number one fighting force.
Number one.
My number one fan.
Number one.
Number one.
I don't know why I put this number one. I instantly regret that.
Well, what else are you going to put number one?
Well, I don't know. What do you think the number one story of the day is? Maybe the Juwan Johnson thing? Maybe I should have done that number one.
Well, but he's not hurt. I guess he just had cramps. So
I don't know. Maybe the Blazers should have been number one. ESPN preseason news.
There's not a lot of, like, hot breaking news.
No, there isn't. Number one is another blow to the New York Jets as linebacker Brandon Copeland has been popped for performance-enhancing drugs.
You could have made the baseball PED story.
Yeah, that's
one.
True. I've got that coming up later.
Kind of goes along the same lines. Either way, the Jets are already without their starting middle linebacker, and now this. So, not great for the Jets' linebacking corps.
Yeah, he says it was a supplement that he took. It was contaminated with a banned substance that wasn't listed on the label. You know, you tend to roll your eyes at that, but that does happen.
Sure. Well, was it a gas station boner pill? Because apparently that's a thing.
Who knew they sold boner pills at gas stations? But they do.
Yeah, they do.
And that is a real thing. We will talk about that in our next segment.
Yeah, I'm not joking around. That is a legitimate problem, I guess, in a major sports league. So maybe he took one of those.
I have a fun Copeland fact, if you will.
Okay.
He taught a course at his alma mater, the University of Pennsylvania, this past summer called Life 101. He was the professor,
mm-hmm.
and it was about finance.
Oh.
Life 101 financial tips from Brandon Copeland of the Jets.
Oh. Well,
so now he has more time to teach that class because he's not going to be playing football.
When I also saw the Instagram post, in case you were wondering, God's plan greater than his plan. He put that. That was the lead story. God's plan greater than my plan. So, or in this case, his plan.
I feel like that's understood. You know, seeing as how he's God and all.
Is anyone's plan greater though? Has anyone ever had the guts to drop a my plan's greater?
If my plan doesn't work out, then maybe we'll go with God's plan.
I've had some pretty good ones in my day. I just don't know if they match up.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what his plan is for me, so it's hard to judge.
You have to trust it.
I need proof. So you're doing like a
proof.
Hashtag God's plan.
Yeah. I need some receipts on that. I'm supposed to just take that at face value. Come on.
The Hot 5 at 5 is refreshed by Frost Brewed Coors Light on game day. Be sure to grab some Frost Brewed Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Please drink responsibly. Let's talk about gas station boner pills. Believe it or not, they are in the news today in the sports news. We will get to that next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Megan Rapinoe.
All right, welcome back to our show. The big radio show. Now, this is a story that comes to us from Yahoo Sports, I think. Jeff Passan. Oh, no, he's ESPN now. He used to be Yahoo Sports. But Jeff Passan's a baseball writer for ESPN. And he broke this news today. You probably didn't expect to hear this today in your sports talk, but...
I wasn't prepared for it.
Here we go. Major League Baseball's ongoing battle with performance-enhancing drugs now has a surprising culprit in its sights. Over-the-counter sexual enhancement pills.
Yeah!
A.K.A. gas station boner pills.
Yeah!
The unregulated pills you find on the counter at gas stations across the country are reportedly posing a very real risk to MLB players, at least two of whom have blamed the pills for positive PED tests this year.
It just makes me think of something like called Steel Thunder or something. Like you see those in the back and you know they have like some sort of ridiculous name.
Whoa! You know?
Rock hard.
Have
do
you
it.
Seen this? I have not seen. By the way, having read this story today, I just realized how little I go into gas stations anymore because, you know, it used to be you'd have to go in to pay, right?
Yeah.
Now you just hit the thing with your card and it's all.
Sometimes like on, if you're on a road trip.
Well, not
you,
only that,
you
in Oregon.
You buy like a beverage or like a snack
right,
or
but
something.
But I rarely do. I find them gross. And so I try to stay out of them.
Yeah.
And in Oregon, of course, somebody's pumping your gas before you rarely even get out of your car.
Yeah.
So I don't go into gas station type places often at all. I had no idea this was a thing.
I knew that these things existed, but same thing. I don't know when you go into a gas station, but this has been a mild issue, I think, in sports before. John Jones, who's the UFC fighter. I don't know if you pay any attention, but
I don't.
He's the greatest. Shockingly. He's the greatest UFC fighter of all time. He failed the drug test. And
for this,
an over-the-counter sex stimulant.
Okay.
Yeah.
So these guys are all roided up, and this is like the counter to that?
No. It's just that they...
Well, but doesn't...
It's a boner pill. I mean, that's...
Well, no, I know that. I'm just saying, like, doesn't... If you do too many steroids, don't you lose, a little,
Yeah, I think they're... I think it's just, honestly, it's just guys that are, you know, that are just like, hey, I'm going to throw some of these down. Lamar Odom, remember him at the Buddy Ranch? That's what he OD'd on.
Were these
over-the-counter sex pills. And like a lot of them have their unregulated, you don't know what's in them. And
what is in them?
I think a lot of it is like, you know, it's all...
I'm asking for a friend.
Stimulant, blood flow stuff. There may be some like testosterone boosters in there. But that's the thing is no one ever really knows. I think it's just kind of like it's a crapshoot. But I just looked up... over-the-counter sex pills, and these are the first names that popped up.
Yes.
You have Ultra Hard Max.
I like that.
Rising Phoenix.
Okay.
Now, I've heard of Extend.
Little uncomfortable.
I've heard of Extends. That's the one that Jimmy Johnson promoted.
Yeah. Oh, that's what that is?
Yeah. Extends. It's an over-the-counter Viagra.
Okay, here's how dumb I am. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Do you know what I thought Extends was?
What?
I thought it was like a ween, like... extend your ween.
No, it's a
type thing.
No, they're generic. They're like Viagra pills.
I don't know.
But
that's what I thought.
Really
that's what I thought.
I thought it was both. I thought it was also for extending as well as helping.
Wouldn't know.
No, this is all.
Although
just,
I guess helping would encapsulate all of that.
Yes.
Wouldn't it?
They're just, it's over the counter Viagra.
Had no idea.
Would you like to try Sex Cobra? Because you can get you can get one of those right now for $11.99.
What was the first name?
What was the first one? Men's Ultra Hard Max.
That's the one I'm going with. Like if they're all lined up there and I got to pick one,
yeah,
I'm going with that.
Have you tried this,
anything Ultra?
Have you tried the special edition Golden Wood?
Special edition though.
Special edition.
Intrigued.
Golden Wood.
What's so special about it?
I don't know, but apparently it's a 100K enhancement.
How is it? Whoa.
That's what it says.
Oh, wait. 100K is in
I
like,
just, that, it's
that's
just
some
in,
sort of...
I'm assuming it's just like
metric that they.
Yeah.
Oh, 100K. Oh, honey, these are 100K.
My wood is now golden.
The pills like, are
these
so.
These names are ridiculous.
This says the pills are so commonly used among MLB players that the league issued a memo this week warning players not to take these pills and instead seek counsel from a doctor if they need some male enhancement. The skeptics among us may think that Major League Baseball players could also be using these pills to mask performance-enhancing drug use. No matter, the league reminds players that they would definitely be punished for ingesting banned substances of any kind. Here's the memo. Sexual or male enhancement products present a very real risk for drug-tested players. And the high likelihood of contamination or unidentified ingredients in these products underscores the importance of consuming only those products that are NSF certified for sport.
And that's the problem is that with the supplements, it's the same thing. Like if you take anything from even GNC or whatever,
it's the wild, wild west, man.
None of that stuff's regulated. So unless it's a company like a big, I'm trying to think of one like Metrex is one or, I don't know that you, I'm trying to think of the stuff I use like protein powders or whatever, but there's companies that are big companies and you know that there's some quality control, but you can go online and find a gajillion different supplement companies and you have no idea what's in there. And if you're taking something that's at a gas station or if you're taking something from some shady fly-by-night place, you have no idea what's in it.
I just think it's crazy that you and I could start a supplement company and just put something together in our little lab.
There is a
and sell it and not have to tell people what's in it.
You can put on the label proprietary blend.
Right.
There's a movie called Bigger, Stronger, Faster.
I saw that.
And the guy actually does that. And I guess Utah, believe it or not, is like the supplement capital of the world. Like they spend a bunch of money on lobbyists to make sure that this stuff doesn't get regulated. And he literally goes and hires a couple of Mexican day workers from like Home Depot, and he goes into his garage and they put like sugar and salt in a pill and then makes his own supplement. And he's like, I can sell this legally on the market.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Would you also like to try Black Stallion?
No, I like the first one, Ultra Hard Max.
Yeah, although I'm a little disappointed.
I like Rising Phoenix a lot.
Black Stallion? Because we told you that the Golden Wood was 100K enhancement.
What's this?
Black Stallion says 30K solid gold.
Yeah, see, I can't
get
behind
that. Why would I get Black Stallion when I can get Golden Wood?
Yeah, I don't know.
Makes no sense.
I don't know, Jace. Well, I don't know why this is a thing.
Because guys are dirtbags?
Dirtbag. Why are you a dirtbag if you take a male enhancement pill?
Look,
Jesus.
If you are.
Sometimes you just want to have a little fun, maybe go a little longer. You know what I mean? You don't have to be a dirtbag.
Look, if you are running around.
I just don't get the gas station part.
That's my point. Like, if you want some enhancement or you need a little help,
hit the doctor.
There's a thousand legitimate places to go, but you're going to buy Silver Rhino? Which again is another one here, or you're buying Rising Phoenix. I mean, come on.
That just shows you the power of just having something at the counter
available,
just sitting there. Like people will buy, you can put anything up on the counter when you're checking out and people will just grab one and buy it.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, that's,
we'll just put boner pills up here. It'll sell.
Well, I saw an interview with John Jones when John Jones was talking about his suspended test. And that is exactly what he said. He was driving home, and I think he even said he stopped off to buy condoms, and he had some ladies that were waiting for him.
And you see that, and you go, like, oh, well, I'll try that.
Yeah.
Why not? As opposed to having to go to your doctor and be like, look, boss man, no judging, but, you know, what do you got for the old,
little chutzpah?
Yeah, so and I'm sure a lot of guys don't want to talk about that kind of thing with their doctor.
All right, I've got the new, if we're going to take one. We need this.
Ultra Hard Max. Beat it.
Hot Rod 5000.
Yes.
I mean.
So much yes.
Sign me up. Yeah! Here's the thing about the Hot Rod 5000. It only comes in one pill.
You damn right it
does. You don't get a bottle of it.
It's packed.
You buy an individual pill. That's where you go with.
All about it.
Yeah. You're all about the Hot Rod 5000.
Yeah. Because it's not 2000.
No.
It's not even 3 or 4,000. It's 5,000.
Ooh, there's another one called the Himalayan Condor. Whoa.
Mike likes that one.
Mike's
exotic.
Boy, I don't even know what to make of that.
Phoenix Rising, clearly better. Come on.
Why would I'd be terrified to take something called the Himalayan? What did you do tonight? I took a Himalayan condor, baby.
That can mean so many things.
Yeah, it's only $8 for 60 tablets.
And then you grab a big gulp and you're on your way. It's
fine.
Just so damn convenient.
And then you fail a drug test.
So I guess, I don't know why it's a big thing with just baseball players, though.
I don't know.
You know? I mean, is this a big thing with NFL guys? Is this a big thing with hockey players? Like, why baseball players?
I had only heard of it. I heard of it from the Lamar Odom thing. He almost died off of it. And then the John Jones, and now it's popped up in Major League Baseball. So that's three separate sports that have all had a run in over the last, you know, little bit. So maybe it is a bigger deal.
Well, they're issuing a memo about it. Of course it's a big deal. It's just funny. All right. Expanding the NFL playoffs next on The Fan. Here's Mike.
Duke on 1080 The Fan.
Well, you never disappoint us. People are having some fun with this boner pill topic. The Better You Today text line, 55305. Someone wants to play XFL team name or gas station boner pill name. It's a new fun game.
It is. Like, you can go in. You're telling me that you couldn't go in and get yourself some Viper or Battle Hawk to help you with a night out? You know? And maybe it's a slump buster and you need a little pick-me-up, right? They all can't be eights and nines.
Someone says if they had a pill called the Great White, Mike would be obligated to try it. That's based off of last week's topic of Mike and his wife being really, really into sharks.
Yeah. I'll tell you what.
Everything in their house.
Every now and then Mike drops a revelation on us, and it's something.
Now, a couple of people are saying baseball, different cities every couple of days, like they travel more.
Yeah, maybe.
Could that be part of it?
Harder to get a hold of your doctor if you're on the road.
No. Yeah. And I guess this is a dumb question, or maybe it's a good question. Do baseball players like rent cars and drive when they're in a city? Like they're in a city for 3 days.
I would assume.
Aren't they just
Uber,
to and from hotel and like
just Uber around to different places?
Yeah. So why would they be at a gas station?
Well, because that's where you can find these pills.
So you go specifically to get them in a big gulp?
Yeah, you got to get a Four Loko and you got to get the Great White. Where else are you going to find it? The other one, too, that I seem to remember us briefly talking about this, but wasn't there a thing when guys thought that there was a notion that Viagra could be a performance enhancer? That, like, the... You know,
because the blood vessels.
Yeah,
blood
vessel and the, you know, it allows blood flow and
all
that.
Yeah, I think I remember that too.
Maybe there was a thing out there, and so maybe this is that same sort of thing. They think it's a legal way to, like, I don't know, get like an upper, like a greenie sort of thing. I don't know.
Mike, would you be more into Great White or Shark Bite 9000?
Great White. I don't want to bite anything down there. Yeah.
Right. That's a good point.
Bee Stinger Supermax. And yeah, if you go into like, sometimes you go into like dive bars or whatever, and you go into the bathroom and they've got those things like on the wall, right? It's like 75 cents.
Yeah, that's true.
And I always ask myself, who on God's green earth is buying that?
Well, but who has 75 cents?
That's true. But someone.
Do you carry change anymore?
No. No. Well, quarters.
I wouldn't know where to find a quarter.
Well, I guess.
I might have some in my car.
I have a ton in my car.
Yeah, you keep them in the car.
What do you do with pennies, dimes, and nickels?
Well, some of the parking machines, you can actually put any.
You don't use
piece
parking
of change
kitty?
In there.
Oh, dude, parking kitty will change your life.
I'm talking about if you go to a different.
I have a
city.
Little change thing in my car.
Well, I think we all do, but
like when you go to Hood River, you just
maybe I don't
put change in the machine and then you're done.
I'm not gonna lie, I've done it.
I don't know what I do with my change.
I do a lot of times. You do if it's like 13 cents.
You've talked about this before. You throw it away.
Yeah, you're
like a rich guy.
I put it in the little give a penny, take a penny tray, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah, that.
Yeah, you're like, you just
yeah, I did that
all of
today.
Your change?
I went and got a pizza today, and the change came back 92 cents.
Oh, I hate that.
And I threw it all in his tip jar
with
an extra dollar because I think it's kind of. I think it's lame to only throw the change in the tip jar. Like, I don't want this.
Yeah.
Here, peasant. Take the 92 cents.
But I do that. Like, if you get something and it's $8.75 or $8, you know, whatever, $8.80, I always do that. I don't need the 20 cents. It's good.
Possible pill names. pontoon shorts. Eagle Eye Crotch Rocket 7000.
That one I think you'd have to try.
Ozymandias tree trunk? What does that even mean?
What?
Somebody's been smoking weed early.
Someone also points out too that convenience stores open 24 hours. So, you know, if it's 2-3 in the morning.
Yes.
You know, maybe you've had a little too much whiskey or a little too much and you need a little.
Close to hotels.
There you go. I mean, that's honestly probably
or
what
in
it is.
Hotel. Are they in hotel?
Gift shops. Yeah, gift shops. You know, they have like the little commissary down there. That's probably where this comes from.
Take a look next time I'm
traveling. Well, think about it, right? You're coming back from a club 2-3 in the morning. You've had a little too much to drink, and it's not firing for you. And then you go take.
We've all had that.
You go take a Louisiana Heat.
Exactly.
Damn right you do.
Next thing you know, you're right there.
Yeah, sometimes with the booze, it can be a great, great, great night, and you're like, you're the man, and then other times, like, I need to go downstairs, babe.
Again, you need to go get some Louisiana Heat or try the Blackhawk 9000.
Got a whole pizza in
Someone said 5-foot penguin. I don't know why I found that amusing, but I did.
No, I got a whole pizza and tipped $1.92. No, the pizza was a Pieology one, so it was only like...
Yeah, one of the little
$6 or something.
Yeah. Maybe more than that. It was like $9, I think.
Well, I know that we got a. This isn't the club, but let me ask you if
you. Oh, it's the club, damn it. We don't even have a club tonight.
Instead of Blackhawk down, maybe Blackhawk up.
And.
Gotta be careful saying that one.
The picture of the chopper just rising. Let me ask you something. You go pick up, you order a Domino's or a Pizza Hut, TGI McScratchy's pizza, right?
Yeah.
What are they, like $9, $10?
I don't know.
Because someone was balking
What's
at
TGI McScratchy's?
Like whatever generic.
He's talking about the main three chains.
The main three.
You're talking about takeout food?
Pizza.
Okay.
Papa John's, Pizza Hut, or Domino's.
Someone was giving you crap for $1.92 tip on a pizza.
Yeah.
But let me ask you something. So you go, you order to go pick up whatever. So what are the Domino's, Little Caesars, Pizza Hut, whatever.
Papa John's,
any of those. Mm-hmm. Right? You order a large pizza. It's somewhere between 10 and what, 15, 16 bucks?
Sure.
What do you leave? I would... $2? Is there something wrong?
Well, am I paying on the card or am I paying cash? Because I think that matters. Like if they have a deal with a tip line, mm-hmm. I'm going to leave, like if it's $16, I'd probably leave $3
okay.
or $4, maybe 20 total.
Just you're going
in. That's even over 20%.
I'm round up.
Yeah, you're just going in and you're picking up the pizza and leaving. You're not eating there.
Yeah. Maybe I would throw $2 on it. I don't know. See, I would put something.
When someone was balking at the $1.92, I was thinking in my head, I was like, $10, $12 pizza. What's wrong with a $1.92?
Well.
Because you're not eating there.
Okay, well, here's
the same thing with like picking up Chinese food. Yeah, you never really.
But they did make it for you.
Yeah.
Now.
Someone said, by the way, the Tijuana Jackhammer.
Yeah.
Or the Bun Thunder Jr.
Bun Thunder Jr.?
I would take Bun Thunder Jr.
I think I'd pick Bun Thunder Senior.
Yeah, I don't want anything with Junior in
you
it.
You got to start
I want
out
Max
with the
and Ultra.
You're not ready for the Senior.
I want Ultra Bun Thunder Max. Now we're
Senior.
Talking. Premier Plus.
Esquire.
Bun Thunder Senior Esquire.
Okay, here's one. How much do you tip when you get a hostess that puts stuff together for you? Like you get takeout.
Sure.
And the hostess has it ready for you. How much do you tip? Let's say it's $25.
I usually whatever singles I have in the wallet. So you're usually talking somewhere between 2 and 4. And if it's on the card, I'd say probably $3 is probably pretty standard.
I think I honestly just default to 20%.
Do you really?
Yeah. If I just see a tip line, I'm just like $25, $25. Here you go.
What if it's $40? You just throw the 8.
If it's a pickup and it's getting that high, I tend to go like
$5. Because you know they didn't work as hard as the server.
I'm not gonna lie. 5 is like if you're picking up Chinese food for like the whole family, and so you're talking $40, $50, and you're literally just going in. Yeah, then to me it's usually a fin.
What if you get a big order, like $100, you for a bunch of people, and you go pick it up? Yeah. What do you leave? Now they had to get that right.
I think you're obligated to go 20% on that one.
$120.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I default to 20%. I guess I just have like for takeout, because I don't order $100 worth of food, but I mean, I just have like a standard, it's usually a couple of bucks. It's usually somewhere between $2 and $3 and $5 on a standard pickup. But yeah, if you're doing a big order for like a Super Bowl party, then I think you got to go with a legitimate 20%, right? Because that is a lot of work putting together all that food and getting it right.
Restaurant worker in says 10% typically on that, on the takeouts is very fair.
Okay.
You go 10% on those.
Good. I want to make sure I'm not being like a super cheap bastard here.
Yeah. Well, there's other people that are like, what? They don't even wait on you. That's zero.
Yeah.
I'm picking up order from a counter.
Tip zero.
Yeah. A lot of people do. Well, then you always get the proverbial, like, they're doing their jobs. Why would I tip them?
Yeah.
I don't even want to start it with that guy.
No, it's a whole thing.
It's just whatever.
Especially
we're going to differ.
Especially if it's a place that you go to a bunch, even if you've only got a buck or two on you, throw it in and it makes a world of difference. It's just a nice little, hey, I appreciate it, right? Appreciate the effort.
And then somebody said counter service, that's no tip. Why is that any different than, say, Burgerville? Well, it isn't, but if Burgerville were smart, it would throw out tip jars.
Yeah.
Because people would tip them.
Yes. Same thing, like if I go to Five Guys does have the tip jar out.
If the tip jar's there, people are going to tip. And it may not be that much.
Yeah.
Or if you're doing drive-thru, some of them have the iPads now and you select the amount of tip, like Dutch Brothers.
Sure.
Yes.
And you get like hearts on your iPad when you get Dutch Bros.
Yeah, that's a good one. They say, choose the tip. Cheap bastard, somewhat cheap bastard, or this should be good.
Can you please cut out Rob saying choose the tip? Thank you.
Which tip? Why not tip McDonald's? Well, maybe you should.
That's a whole debate between fast food, regular.
By the way, you're failing at your own advice. You said don't get into it with these guys.
Yeah, you're now getting into it.
I know. You're right.
You're 100% getting into it.
We have different philosophies.
Yeah, someone's saying, do you tip a contractor at your house? And do you tip the donut shop guy?
Oh, God.
People, it's going to be a whole
thing. People are just cheap.
Haircuts.
I'm sorry. Anybody that... Well, again, I'm not going to.
You are?
Nope.
If there is a line for a tip on a receipt, I will leave something.
People are just cheap. They're just cheap.
That is what I do.
They just don't want to. It's like sometimes.
You're falling into it, Rob. You said you weren't going to, and you can't. You cannot resist this.
You're right.
This internet troll. You can't.
Okay. All right. I'm done. I will not talk.
I think we make
for an awkward show.
I think we have to break.
I'm not breaking. I'm just not talking.
Yeah. Is that because you took Thunder Muscle Max?
Ultra.
5,000. What is with the random numbers behind all these things, too?
Right.
Do they mean anything? Like 5,000 what?
Yeah, well, I think that all goes... You know, we need to talk about this the next time we get a club.
Mm-hmm.
But,
which is basically right now, but...
Well, yeah. But like when it has real room to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
But the decoy effect, you know, of have you ever heard of the decoy effect?
Decoy effect.
Well, it's like where I'm going to butcher this, but it's like where they think Starbucks. Okay, you have small, medium, large.
Sure.
The actual bang for your buck, like if you're really worried about that, is to get the large, but you don't want the large, and they know you don't want the large, so they charge more for the medium.
Yes.
Take the medium because that's what you think you want when the reality is if you just get the large, you're saving yourself money. You don't have to drink it all, right? Like the decoy effect is they basically just, and this is all over in commerce, but it's basically you trick yourself into thinking one thing is a better deal than another, or they try to trick you into thinking
they do this
one is a better deal.
There's a whole
deal.
Science, even like on menus,
absolutely.
Right? There's a whole science behind they want you to buy this specific thing, and they set
so
out
they
a
box
couple,
it up.
Yeah, they set out a couple other things for you to look at and be like, whoa, I don't need that. You know, party platter that feeds 19, I don't need that. Oh, this one here in the middle, when in reality, it's not that much more for the bigger one. Yeah, I didn't know that's what it was called, but yes, I'm familiar with that.
Yeah, the decoy effect. It's fascinating because it gets us all the time.
Oh, yeah.
We all fall for it.
Dude, we're all suckers for that. Look, marketing and advertising and the science panel and all that stuff, it works. Otherwise, people wouldn't spend billions of dollars on it.
All right, we wrap it up next. 5:45 on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, no club tonight. Coming up next, if you're a Duck fan, you'll want to hear this. It's a Duck season preview show. Dusty Hera, Dirt Johnson, down in Eugene. They'll be a part of it. It's coming on here in about 10 minutes. But I was just looking up the decoy effect for a better example, and I found one. Well, actually, the best example, is the simplest, is a texter who said the reason there's a $300 bottle of wine is so that the one that's $70 doesn't seem like a bad deal.
Yeah, you're,
that's exactly right.
Scrolling through there, and you do. You see really expensive bottles. You're like, geez. And then you settle on, you don't want to be the, you don't go to the cheapest one. You settle on the one that's in the middle, which is the one they want you to buy.
So, yeah, and the studies are showing that well-designed decoy can shift opinion between other options by as much as 40%.
Yikes.
Right? So this is a really big deal. Now, here's an example in terms of flight costs. Now, we're talking about this because of, like, Bonorama 5000. You were like, why do they name it 5000? Well, it's like, it's just one of those things. It doesn't mean anything. It just... they want to get you to buy it.
Yeah.
Ooh, 5,000. That's better than Bonorama 1,000. I'll take two.
Yeah.
So this is like, say you're shopping for a flight. Okay, so follow me here. First scenario is you've got three different flights, A, B, and C. Flight A is going to cost you $400.
Okay.
But you'll stop over for 60 minutes. Flight B will cost you less, $330, but a longer stopover of 150 minutes. Flight C costs $435, but the stopover is 60 minutes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what is everybody going to choose? They're going to choose flight A. $400, stopover of 60 minutes. The reason they do that is because $400 is less than what flight C costs and way shorter of a stopover than flight B.
Sure.
Right?
Follow.
Does that all make sense?
Makes sense.
Okay, now look at a different set of flights. Flight A, same. $400. 60-minute stopover.
Okay.
Flight B, same. $330, 150-minute stopover.
So $70 extra, but you've doubled your layout.
Those are the same. That was Flight A and Flight B earlier, too.
Yeah.
Flight C changes. Now they say, okay, now you can buy Flight C, $330, but a stopover of 195 minutes.
Yikes.
So they changed that third option to make Flight B look better to you.
Yeah, more attractive.
So now, logically speaking... everybody's going to, well, what they're going to pick is they're going to pick flight B, which is one in the middle, which was $330 with a stopover 150 minutes. But logic says that's the same flight as before. Why didn't you like it before?
Yeah, but it's true. You're like, I'm saving $70 and yeah, the layover is longer than that one, but it could be a lot worse because this one over here, it is true. I've never thought about that, but when you're booking flights, there is always that element of price versus duration. Right? You always have that weird, I don't know, there's that balance in your mind. And who knows
but flight
why
B,
you pull the trigger on it.
Just to be clear here, flight
it's
B
the same, right?
Was the same flight.
Yes, but it was
they
packaged
just,
differently.
They changed the options around it to make it look better.
Yeah.
So that's what the decoy effect is, and it's quite powerful, and we all fall victim to it.
Yeah, it makes sense, right? And someone else said too, like with like at the movie theater, there's really not much difference between the larger fillable popcorn and the medium popcorn. You know, it's like 75 cents or a dollar difference, but who doesn't look at the large popcorn and be like, God, I don't.
That's way too much.
That's way too much popcorn when you don't have to eat that much. You can stop, but you don't. Like I never order the large popcorn, even though the medium popcorn is like a, you know, it's just as expensive and you get like a third of what's in the big one, but
I'll
never order the big one.
But I guess if I don't eat all of the big one, aren't I saving 50 cents by going with the medium one, even though it's less bang for my buck?
I suppose.
Because it's 50 less cents that I'm not paying.
Yeah, I guess.
And I'm not going to eat it anyway.
Unless you get to the bottom of the medium, you're like, God, I wish I had more. Or you can always take it home. Like I take it home. My kids love it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we're done.
But I don't think we're done.
No, we are done.
We got like 2 minutes.
2 minutes?
Yeah. I don't know what we're going to do for 2 minutes. But.
I know what we can do.
2 minutes and 40 seconds.
2 minutes?
Whoa. Why is NBA on? What the hell is going on? Why don't we turn the channel?
This is the 2005 playoffs.
This is offensive.
Is it?
Why are we, is this,
did I miss something? Was this a good series between Big Baby Glenn Davis and the Chicago Bulls? I'm not familiar. Did
2009 playoffs.
Oh, 2009.
Who's winning? What is occurring?
This is stupid.
I don't remember. Like and all the time, if you're flipping through like ESPN Classic or whatever, unless it's a World Series game or an NBA Finals game, I don't remember anything. I'm always like, what? Like, why is there a divisional round game on? Like, yeah, it's,
you know,
no idea.
It's really hard to hear this music at 5:54.
It is a little,
you know,
it's a little strange.
But we got to go.
You feel like your baby is
Our baby. The club. We love the club. But I don't know. No club tonight.
They're Duck Insider.
Yep, Ducks special, football special preview show coming up next. And I'm told that Dirt and Dusty are a part of it.
Yes, and they're both down in Eugene. In fact, Dirt was not on the program today. Well, not our program. He's never on our program. He was not on his own program because he had to go down.
Yeah, he was. He just left early.
Oh, he left early. Because when I was driving in, he was not on the program.
Yeah, he left.
That's how important this is.
Pretty exciting. So let's see what they spit out. That's coming up next, 6 to 8. Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch is on 8 to 9 tonight.
Yes, sir.
So make sure to stay tuned for those guys. And then
we'll be back to tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
3 to 7.
Another show.
Another damn show.
With a club, 3 to 7
on
the Fan.
One day closer to college football.
Good night.
Red Chips of Spain. Red Chips of Spain.
Watchdogs over the Metropolitans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.